This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, The Philosophy of Fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. This is A to Z, coming to you from IRIB English Radio, and I'm your host, Ali. You may be wondering why your Muslim neighbor, friend, or co-worker has to fast the entire month of Ramadan. There are many reasons and benefits to fasting, brothers and sisters. Some are spiritual and some of social nature. Let's discuss the spiritual dimension first. The fasting during the month of Ramadan is not for atonement or repentance. It is not a sort of punishment. It is a religious ritual for a positive purpose. In the Holy Quran, mentioning fasting, Almighty Allah says, so that hopefully you may guard yourself against displeasing God. This is also translated as, you may become pious or more aware of Allah. This points to the spiritual purpose of fasting, which one can very comfortably argue is the real goal of fasting. Don't look at fasting as some sort of an obligation, something you're forced into, something you don't want to do but you are required to do. No, brothers and sisters, think about it. It is an opportunity that Allah wishes for His beloved servants to benefit from. Why can't we look at fasting with this lens and with this perspective? Now, all of a sudden, everything changes, right? We go to work. Nobody likes to go to work, you know, generally speaking. But we go there because we know that this work, this employment, this job is going to provide for my expenses and I would have a decent life with my family. Hence, we, every morning, go to work. Similarly, if we know that there are unlimited spiritual benefits that fasting is offering to us, why in the world would we not stay hungry and thirsty and abide by the rules of fasting in Islam? It is a common sense and a very easy decision to make, only if you think about it. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the philosophy of fasting, and we said that there are two major dimensions to fasting. One dimension is the spiritual dimension, and the other dimension is social in nature. Today we are trying to go through the spiritual dimension and understand the benefit and the philosophy behind the prescription of fasting by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me now explain the spiritual dimension of fasting. As we all know, Allah has created various powers within us. On the one hand, we have soul, the conscience, the spiritual dimension. And on the other hand, Allah has also created the elements of anger and desire in us. Anger is the power that repels whatever we think to be harmful to ourselves. And desire is the element within us which attracts whatever we perceive to be beneficial to us. There is a constant struggle between the soul, the conscience, and reason. And on the other hand, and the powers of anger and physical desires, on the other hand, they also have a fight. Constant struggle. All our emotions and physical desires can be classified under anger and desire. But these dimensions of human life are important for our survival in this world. However, Islam says that a successful human being is a person who controls the powers of anger and desire by the means of his soul. Not just soul, along with soul, there is conscience or reason. Only by controlling, not totally suppressing, the anger and the desire can a person attain a balanced personality. Islam wants its followers to be in control of their lives and not become slaves of their desires. This is indeed the major jihad in Islam. By major jihad, we mean the spiritual struggle which goes within each one of us. The holy month of Ramadan provides us with this opportunity. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, thank you very much for staying with us till the end of today's episode of A to Z. Don't forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com, Call of Islam page. We leave you all in the care of Allah. Till next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.